All right, we're diving into the world of Noster today.
Oh, yeah.
You guys sent us a ton of info about it, guides, like specs, everything. Someone's been busy.
Looks like it.
Yeah, seriously. Someone's been digging deep into this whole decentralized web thing. And you know what? You're in the right place because today we're cutting through the hype.
Definitely a good call. There are a lot of buzzwords flying around out there about this Nostr thing. Censorship resistant, decentralized. It's a lot.
It really is. Like, we found this guide, Get Noster,
Yeah.
and it says Noster is notes and other stuff transmitted by relays. I don't know about you, but that's not exactly a catchy tagline.
Yeah, not the most exciting name, but it does highlight one really crucial difference. Most social media platforms, it's like renting an apartment, right? You got to play by the landlord's rules. With Nostr, it's like you own the land, you can build what you want, how you want it.
Whoa, 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 hold on. Are you telling me I can finally escape the algorithm overlords?
That's the idea.
My mind is blown. But okay, so how does this whole owning your land thing actually work with Noster?
It all comes down to relays. Think of them like independent postal services. Instead of just one company delivering all the mail, you've got options.
Okay, so instead of everyone hanging out on one platform like Facebook, we've got like Alice running a relay in her attic, and Bike's got one in his basement.
Exactly. And you get to choose which relays you want to connect to. Like, if you want to focus on a specific topic, find a relay for that.
Yeah.
Don't like what someone's saying, switch relays, or even run your own.
This is starting to sound like the Wild West of social media, but in a good way. But are there even enough people on Noster to make it work? Like, who's going to send me cat pictures in this decentralized utopia?
Oh, don't you worry. The cat pictures are already there. There are already a ton of Nostr apps out there, or clients, as they call them. They let you connect to these relays and see what's up.
Oh, so we're talking about actual apps I can use, like right now.
Yeah, absolutely. There's Deimos for iOS, Amethyst for Android.
And what about for those of us who are still clinging to our computers?
Web apps. Plenty of them.
Wait.
Coracle is a popular one. Which I think says a lot, that there's all this energy behind Nostr. This isn't just some abstract idea. People are actually building the tools to make it happen.
I like it. Okay, so we've got all these independent relays, like our own little post offices for the internet. But how do we actually send and receive stuff? It can't be as easy as typing in an email
You're
address.
right, it's way more secure than email.
Yeah.
Remember how we were saying Nostr is like owning your land? Well, your key is like the deed to that land. It's a unique code that gives you access and control.
Okay, so it's like a super secure password, but instead of me handing it over to some big company, I actually own it.
Exactly. And since it's all based on this thing called public key cryptography, it's basically impossible to hack.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a digital wax seal on all your messages and content.
Okay, I think I'm getting it. I have
Yeah.
my key, my data, my little slice of the Noster universe. I like it. But what about the actual content? Like, what kind of notes are we talking about here?
Think of it like social media, but on your own terms. So you can post text updates, share photos, have threaded conversations, even publish long-form articles. It's all built on these events, which are kind of like digital records of everything that happens on Nostr.
Okay. So every post, like every reply, that's all an event that's logged and tracked using my super secure key.
Yep, you got it.
Yeah.
And because these events are all linked together cryptographically, it creates this tamper-proof record, which is cool, right?
Yeah.
Because this system, it opens up a ton of possibilities beyond your typical social media.
Okay, now you've got me really interested. Let's talk possibilities.
Yeah.
What makes Noster so different from just like switching to a smaller social media platform?
It's not just about switching platforms, it's about changing how we interact online. One of the big things all these articles keep bringing up is censorship resistance.
Oh, really? No more getting shadow banned just because I have an opinion that goes against the grain?
That's the goal, yeah. Though it's important to remember that while Nostr itself is decentralized, individual relays can still set their own rules,
So it's not a total free-for-all.
Right, exactly. It's more like you have all these different town squares, each with its own thing going on. Some might be super strict, others might be more laid back.
So you can find your people, your community, but it also means that users have to be more aware of the different spaces they're in.
That makes sense. Okay, so Nostr, it's like we get to choose our own online adventures, curated to our interests or values. But let's talk about this whole owning your data thing, because we see that everywhere. And it's like, what does that even mean, like practically speaking?
It means you're in control. It's about taking back control. Remember that key we talked about, the one that's all yours?
Right, yeah.
That's basically the key to your data kingdom, right?
Okay, your posts, your connections, everything, it stays with you. No more platforms tracking every little thing you do and selling it off to the highest bidder.
Okay, see, now that I like so long, creepy targeted ads, I am 100% on board with that. But let's be real for a sec. A lot of people, they're used to these big platforms, right? Like, is Nostr really user-friendly enough for the average person? Or is it more for, like, the techie crowd?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. But honestly, that's the beauty of Nostr.
Yeah.
Anyone can use it. Like the apps we talked about, Damus, Coracle.
Yeah.
They're made to be easy to use. You don't need to be a blockchain expert to figure it out.
That's good to know. But even if the apps are easy to use, doesn't this whole thing only work if you've got enough people actually running relays? Like, what's the point of all these independent little post offices if no one's delivering the mail, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's a good point. Nostr needs a critical mass.
Yeah.
Right? We need enough users, enough people running relays. It's that chicken and egg thing you get with decentralized tech.
Yeah.
But, and this is the exciting part, we're seeing it happen. That growth is happening right now.
Really? So people are like actually switching over? What's motivating them to do that?
It's a bunch of things.
Yeah.
I think some people, they're drawn to this idea of censorship resistance, data ownership, and others are excited by the possibilities, like new ways for creators to actually make money.
Oh, yeah. We can't forget about those zaps, right? Those direct payments to creators using Bitcoin Lightning. That's wild. But isn't Bitcoin like notoriously unstable? What happens if the price crashes?
It's a valid concern for sure. Mm. And it's something the Nostr community is very aware of. Like there are solutions they're working on. Using stablecoins, for example, which are pegged to like the US dollar. So they're more, you know, stable.
Oh, interesting. So it's like they're trying to find ways to make it like less risky.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So with Zaps, creators could get paid directly, potentially ditch those platform fees altogether. That's a big deal. But is it really sustainable? Like, long term?
That's the big question, right? I mean, Nostr is still young. There are definitely hurdles.
Yeah.
But you can't deny the potential here. Imagine a world where creators get rewarded directly for what they do, where information flows freely, you know, without censorship, and where you actually own your online identity.
That does sound pretty utopian. So as we wrap up here, for our listeners who are like just starting to hear about Nostr, what would you say is the biggest takeaway for them?
That's a good question. I'd say, remember this. Nostr is more than just another social media platform. It's a completely different way of thinking about how we communicate online.
Oh,
it's about putting the power back in the hands of users.
Mm-hmm.
You know, giving them more control, more freedom, and like we've been talking about, more ownership. It's early days, but it's exciting.
Very well said. And for anyone listening who's intrigued by all this, you know, don't be afraid to explore Nostr for yourselves. Who knows? Maybe you'll find the future of online communication.